And now let's switch gears just a little and go to the Emmys. The new Showtime drama Homeland and the ABC comedy Modern Family were two of the big winners from last night's 64th annual Primetime Emmy Awards. Homeland actually knocked Mad Men off from its perch as Best Drama Series. To tell us more, we have Sheila Mirakar with us. She's an entertainment reporter and producer for ABCNews.com and was actually backstage at the event. So let's begin with Modern Family, since they did so well. Four Emmys last night, including the third straight win for Outstanding Comedy. What do you think? Was that deserved or just completely predictable?
I think it was definitely predictable, but it's also one of the best comedies on TV right now. And it's a huge favorite in and out of Hollywood. Julie Bowen getting that Best Supporting Actress award for the second year in a row. I think some people may have wanted to see Sofia Vergara get up there and have her turn. I certainly did. But, you know, they were all very gracious and very acknowledging of the fact that it is very much a collaborative effort. And as corny as it might sound to say, they really are family outside of the show, too. Backstage, they were all hugging and celebrating at the after parties after the show. And it really feels like they're all in this together and they are loving this success for as long as they have it. And if a new show comes around and kind of steals their thunder, well, then they've still got each other and they'll be happy.
Not predictable, though, was Homeland. That's a drama on Showtime, a rookie drama. Claire Danes stars as a bipolar CIA officer. And Damian Lewis actually took the category for best actor in a drama. He plays a Marine suspected of being an Al-Qaeda operative. And here's a clip of Damian Lewis actually accepting his award.
Hello, everybody. I'm Damian Lewis. I'm one of those pesky Brits. Apologies. I don't really believe in judging art, but I thought I'd show up just in case. Turned out all right.
That was definitely one of the most tweeted lines from the night. I mean, what did you think? It must have surprised you as well for Homeland to do as well as it did.
It was a surprise. I was definitely rooting for the show, but I didn't think that Damian Lewis was going to take that award, especially with Bryan Cranston and Jon Hamm from Mad Men, who's never won that award, on deck. And it was a huge win for Homeland and for Showtime, who Showtime has never had a drama take home that Best Drama award at the Emmys. I think it shows that There's something happening on cable, and it's been happening for a long time, that, you know, networks sometimes can't compete with, especially in that drama category. And Homeland's the newcomer. Homeland's kind of the new popular kid on the block. We've had Mad Men and Breaking Bad around for quite a while now. So I think that people are eager to see this show do well and kind of get some momentum for something new.
And this is also obviously a huge win for Showtime, which sort of put a ding into HBO's armor. They're so used to winning just about everything in the drama category, at least.
It's true, although HBO did have their time in the spotlight with Game Change winning and Julianne Moore taking that award for Best Actress in a Miniseries or Movie. And I think that, you know, it's an ebb and flow, right? Right. HBO had Girls come out this past season, too, and that was up for a couple of Emmys. And I think that we'll see them going head-to-head for a while.
You know, Sheila, it was a little disappointing for me, at least, to see so few people of color, anyone of color, that won an award for in the acting category last night. Why?
It's a good question. I think that that's a problem that Hollywood has had for a long time, that you just frankly don't have as many people of color in the industry, period. You know, again, I was really hoping for Sofia Vergara to get up there. There were a lot of great people of color nominated. I think that that's an issue in Hollywood that they say that they're aware of, but
They're aware of it. They're not doing anything. We have the exact same discussion every single year.
Yeah, it's true. I think that one of the things that is promising for me is Mindy Kaling and her new show that comes out on Fox in a couple of days. She's going to be the first woman of color to helm her own show since Wanda Sykes. And I'm hoping that the Mindy Project does really well. And, you know, not just for her, but for all, especially women of color, to be in that position and to sort of keep pushing the envelope from there.
And I can't wait for that show. I really like Mindy Kaling. But I can't let you go without asking you who you thought stole the show on the red carpet, at least, in terms of what they were wearing. What do you think?
Well, I love the trend of bright yellow, sort of fluorescent neon dresses that Julie Bowen, Julianne Moore, and Claire Danes, three of the night's biggest winners, were all wearing. Online, people are calling this color French is yellow mustard. It was a little bit more.
I thought it was banana. Julianne Moore looked like she was being ready to be peeled.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. In person, they all just looked absolutely stunning. I mean, Claire Danes is very pregnant, and you wouldn't really know it if you just looked at her head on. Sofia Vergara, though, I think might win my award for the best dress of the night. Just beaded emerald with cutouts everywhere. It was absolutely stunning.
Sheila Marikar is an entertainment reporter and producer for ABCNews.com. She joined us from our NPR West studios in Culver City, California. Sheila, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And that is our program for today. I'm Celeste Headlee. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We'll talk more tomorrow.